Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On this morning's program, a little Beethoven, some Dvorak, the amazing spirituals and art songs, and of course, some oboe music. Now, Tafel Music is a Baroque orchestra and a Canadian ensemble to boot, and they specialize actually in early music and play it on period instruments. The orchestra itself was founded back in 1979 by oboist Kenneth Solway and bassoonist Susan Graves. Now, right now, violinist Jean Lamont has been the musical director since 1981. This morning, going to start you off in a nice way with a treat. Some music by Joseph Haydn, his Symphony in C Major.
Thank you.
Triumphant way to start a Sunday morning. Those were the members of the Canadian ensemble Tafel Music, and that was Haydn's Symphony in C Major. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR. We're at 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue with some music by Dvorak, his New World Symphony. Now, it was so popular that Neil Armstrong took a recording of it when he went on the first moon landing back in 1969. He was also very interested in Native American music, whether the African American spirituals or Native American music. And he heard this all upon his arrival in America, and it made a huge impression on him. And he writes, and I quote, "I am convinced that the future music of this country must be founded on what are called African American melodies. These beautiful and varied themes are the product of the soil. They are the folk songs of America, and your composers must turn to them." And so he did tutor them, and he got to work and used the basis of these melodies for his symphony. This was commissioned by the New York Philharmonic and premiered back on December 16, 1893, at none other than Carnegie Hall. And it has been performed many times since then. This time, and this morning, a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra, with Nima Yarvi directing. This is The Largo, from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9.
Thank you.
The Scottish National Orchestra, with Nima Yarvi directing, that was the beautiful Largo from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9. And since Dvorak was influenced by the sounds of African-American spirituals and songs, what better way to follow that than with some art songs by African-American women composers? Here are a few selections with Undine Smith Moore.
Down, 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 down.
can't really follow that at all. That was amazing. That was Come Down Angels. And before that, we heard Let the Wind Cry, How I Adore Thee. These are great. It's a great CD, and it's called Watch and Pray, and it's spirituals and art songs by African-American women composers. What a great disc and two great performances this morning. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the anticipated oboe music time for your regular listeners. Today, music by Robert Nicholas Charles Boscia. Now, he was a competent musician at the early age of 7 and really has a very interesting life story. He was appointed also a harpist at the Imperial Orchestra back in 1813, began writing for operas. However, in 1817, he sort of became entangled in counterfeiting, fraud, forgery, and had to fly to London to avoid prosecution. He was convicted and sentenced to 12 years of hard labor. And a couple fines in there as well. He did get out and then helped found the Royal Academy of Music back in 1821 and became its secretary. He taught there, but when his criminal conviction was revealed in 1826, he was forced to resign. But, you know, what a colorful life can produce some colorful music, and we're going to hear some of it today. This is an inspiring music for harp and oboe. Here is Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anna Süss and the Nocturne in F major. Thank you. Such beautiful oboe music on a Sunday morning. That was Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anasus, and the Nocturne in F by Robert Nicholas Charles Boscha, a very interesting man. And as promised this morning, some Beethoven, the beautiful second movement, with the talents of none other than Murray Pariah and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Here is the Andante con moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 4. The Andante con moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 4, a very moving performance by Murray Pariah and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. And I do believe we have time, if Worku, who's coming up next with Shokshokta Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, permits, for one of my favorites, the exquisite voice of Nina Simone. So this is, I think, what everybody wants a little taste of.
Want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. Been acting different, I've been told. Soothe me, I want some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Who can beat Nina Simone on a Sunday morning? I want some sugar in my bowl. I hope you have some with your coffee or tea, as you please. You've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And thank you very much for listening, and do stay tuned to an amazing show, Shokshokta Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the incomparable, incomparable, excellent comparable, can't think of enough words for that, Worku, coming up next until noon. I'm going to leave you now with the sounds of Shelley Phillips and Friends. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m. Looking forward to it.